Well, good day, everyone. Welcome to the LifeInvestigated.com podcast today. We're speaking today about what I consider the international financial conspiracy against the United States and how that conspiracy affects the Christian church. So, if you watch the news at all, you're going to see, and there may be small reports, and depends on which network you're watching, and whether you're watching a particular business network or not, or a business show. There's a situation going on internationally. In certain nations like China, which is our enemy, Iran, which is our enemy, North Korea, which is our enemy, quite frankly, Turkey, as far as I'm concerned, they're an enemy, and certainly Saudi Arabia is heavily involved in this conspiracy to weaken the American economy by creating an alternate economy or an alternate funding source or something that will be an international trade value other than the American dollar. Now, I'm not a financial expert, but I do understand some things that apparently the DC rats don't understand is this. You cannot spend more than you make. If you keep spending more than you make, you're going to be so far in debt that you will be bankrupt. So I'm pretty sure that Bidenomics doesn't take that into account. But what's happening here? We're seeing this inflation that's going up. People now from both sides of the aisles, the Democrats, the Republicans, and the independents in the middle, are finally starting to recognize that things ain't working out too well for us. When you have to go back because gas here in Virginia on the East Coast is, you know, close to $4 a gallon again, like it was during the Obama years. You know, you had to start rationing where you went, how much gas you bought. You had to make sure that you had enough gas money to make it sure that you could get to work and back, which was priority, and that you could get to the grocery store and back, the essentials of life. So some of the vacations got cut out, and some of the unnecessary trips got cut out. And now you start trying to find ways, or at least I do, even with an economy car, to still try to combine trips and streamline my comings and goings as much as possible for someone with my lifestyle and the work, the kind of work that I do, because you see the difference. It's a huge significant difference, and part of that is because of the Bidenomics programs and the Biden woke liberal policies that have hindered our oil and gas production and energy production in the United States, and have once again, and he's depleted our reserves to the point that if he depletes our oil reserves anymore, then he has just opened us up for absolute chaos. Hopefully he won't do it anymore, but they're already so bad, we're already in critical conditions. And now he's begging Saudi Arabia to, you know, do more oil production, but instead they've teamed up with Russia, which I failed to mention that in the opening. Russia is also our enemy. They've teamed up with Russia. Saudi Arabia and Russia have teamed up together to hinder the amount of oil that and gas that we can consume or have available to us here in the United States of America, which is causing the price to go up, but it's also devaluing our dollar. And as they work together to establish this new world currency, are this different currency, then they are essentially attacking us. They are attacking our financial systems for sure. They are attacking the common man's welfare now. And when a foreign country attacks you, their whole goal is to overtake you and to bring you into their system of government, whatever it may be. And for you folks that think Saudi Arabia is our friends, you need to really study history here and current conditions to maybe change your mind on that one. Just because they're not sending planes and bombs over to us doesn't mean that they're not our enemy. They have been our enemy for many, many years now. So they seek to bring America into subjection to them through financial matters. And come on, folks. I've had money and I've had zero money. I've had decent money. I've had kind of middle-of-the-road money. And I've had basically no money. It's always much better when you have more money. I don't care. And I'm not a frivolous spender. I don't live a big lifestyle. But still, my life is better and I have more influence the more money I have. So money is influence and money is power. It just, what makes it evil is how you choose to use it. So what's happening? We've seen now for years the socialist push to bring America into a socialist governed nation, which is essentially communism. And we hear the people, which here's the thing, that there's only minimal voices that are so radical about socialism. It's just you folks sitting in the churches, you folks that call yourself Christians, and you probably are, you probably believe in Christ, you're probably saved. You've somehow got the opinion that politics do not belong in the church and are that you shouldn't be participating in any type of worldly political matter whatsoever. That in itself is not biblical. That's a man-made doctrine. You need to go back and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the trueness of the Scriptures, and especially the trueness of the New Testament Scriptures, when it sees about what God would have us involved in and what He would not have us involved in. He's not going to have us doing corrupt things, but it doesn't mean that He will not set a dedicated, Spirit-filled Christian right in the middle of a corrupt situation to help make it better. If you're not willing to go into the corruptness of government or civic matters and civil matters of any manner, then potentially you are disobeying the call of God on your life and what God actually wants you to do with your life. I think some of you could possibly need to get back into your prayer closets again and ask God, why is it important that America stays financially sound when it comes? So now I'm relating the sovereignty of America to the Word of God and to our Christian faith. Why is it important for America to stay strong? And more importantly, why is it important for the New Testament Christian church, and especially in America, to stay strong? For many years now, you know, there was a time in Britain that Britain was evangelizing America, the new land of America. Then, you know, the Revolutionary War, but different things happened. The sovereignty of the American government was established. Of course, those evangelists of old, they were still over here building and preaching and promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ, which was their calling. But from that, we built institutions. These Ivy League institutions that are now completely socialist were started as Christian universities. There's no denying that. There's no denying who the founders and what their principles were when they established these schools. They have since strayed greatly away from that. There's no doubt that we had that biblical influence in this country, and part of it was to reestablish and help establish the promotion of the kingdom of God worldwide, because that's what we are all supposed to be doing. If you're a Christian, the first thing you should be recognizing is that God is preeminent, that everything points to Him, and there's nothing above Him. If we can't recognize the preeminence of God, then we'll never really fully understand our mission here on this earth and what we are called to do. And if you don't fully recognize the preeminence of God, you will never understand people like me who you think are crossbreeding patriotism into Christianity. Both require dedication. Both require a clear vision and an objective to obtain. And the reason it's important for America and the American church to stay strong is we've put out the missionaries. We took over the role in history, and we started putting the missionaries out. We started building churches in the foreign lands and missions in the foreign lands. The American church is what started building orphanages. The American church put great deals into establishing farms and wells and irrigation systems and teaching people how to sustain on their own and how to recognize the bounty of God in their lives, both from the production of their land but from the production of finances and their natural resources. But when we've come down to a corrupt system and a system of government as we have currently setting, and it's not just Biden, it's been this way building up for many years. He is probably culminating the processes on a lot of the things the devil started many years ago in the American government. He is certainly being a pawn in this war between God and Satan in destroying America and in destroying the American church. So why does the international financial market matter to the American church? Why does the devalue of your dollar matter to the American church? Well, let's just look at this, folks. The more devalued your dollar is, the greater it costs you to live. Once you've spent your wages out on the necessities of life, then most folks in 2023 are not going to put God first in their giving. A lot of people believe in giving, but most folks don't put it first. So what's going to happen to your churches that promote the gospel and the building of God's kingdom, the preeminence of God, doing the things that God wants us to do to build His kingdom? It's about building the kingdom of God, ultimately. But we have to have the freedom, the liberty, and the finances to continue God's work. So as your dollar is devalued, the less money you have to give to the church. And then the money that you give to the church is devalued. It goes less. It doesn't produce as much fruit as it did one time. Your offerings don't, for the collateral missions, for the orphanage, for taking care of the widows, for feeding the poor. All of these are pure religious things that Jesus Christ Himself directed other Christians to be doing. The hyper grace garbage and all this mega church worship and these big worship teams, not all of them are bad, but look, you spend all kinds of billions of dollars every year supporting stuff like that, and all it's doing is making some man rich somewhere along the way, or a conglomeration of the inner circle rich. Since your dollar is devalued and this international conspiracy that's working against America, we are under attack this way. Since your dollar is being devalued, you've got to give more wisely and you've got to give redirected. In other words, where you put your money, your seed money, if you will, where you put your money, make sure you're putting it in good places that are doing the pure works of God. Not just sustaining a big staff and a lifestyle and mansions and airplanes and Mercedes-Benz. Now, I don't really have anything wrong with any of those, but there's probably an overstatement of these things. So where are we at now? In Revelation chapter 6, and I hope that you can hear me over the lawnmower that started. In Revelation chapter 6, as the seals were being opened and produced, Verse 6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. So as the judgment of the tribulation time was beginning to be opened up, we see a devalue of the dollar right here. And the devalue and the devaluing of the American financial system and the stability of America financially will help our enemies overtake us and lead us into a socialist and a communist government. So typically before, a penny, which was the typical wage, at least for a slave in those days, and basically, let's just be honest with you, and I don't want to use the word slave in a manner that someone thinks that I'm speaking something off. Slavery has been throughout history of all races, kins, and kindreds. Okay, so my own great-great-grandfather was a slave, a Nigerian slave in McDowell County, North Carolina. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. It was a slave's wages. But what could that working man, let's look back at it this way. What does common Joe, who is the working blue-collar, gray-collar man, woman today, essentially because of the economy and then because of the greed of politicians and the greed of multi-billionaires that want to control the world, we have essentially become a slave in our own nation in some respects. Our middle class is essentially gone of what many of us grew up and knew in the American lifestyle and the American economy. But in this time of judgment, in the end, typically for a penny, you get a measure, you could get 24 measures of wheat. So in this economy of the tribulation, as we see the beginning of the tribulation has taken place here, we see an economical factor here. We see a financial factor here, that the money has been devalued to the point that a man could use to get 24. Let me put it down into a little more common vernacular here. What you used to could go out and buy with just a few dollars, let's just say 24 loaves of bread. It's not exactly the way it's measured out here, but this is an illustration. Where you could have one time took a couple of bucks and bought 24 loaves of bread, now with the devalue of the dollar, and we see the product of devaluing here in Revelation chapter 6, you can get one loaf of bread, which really would even amount to an entire loaf of bread, quite frankly, as we know it in common lifestyles here in America. So you can look at a country like Argentina, where the corrupt politicians took it to a socialist community. Argentina used to be one of the most, I'm told, beautiful countries in the world, beautiful cities, rich, had all kinds of, you know, European money in it, and it was flourishing. It was really a desire of many nations to look like Argentina. But I just looked at a documentary this morning, and they're in a big political fight there, and American companies and owners like Bezos of, you know, Amazon, he owns Washington Post. He's the guy that's really trying to bring, for their current presidential election, is trying to bring it back, the country back to what it was. You know, Americans, these billionaire Americans, are sticking their nose into it and trying to dissuade public opinion internationally, and especially, you know, on the home territory there in Argentina, working against him. You should just go ahead, we all should just go ahead and boycott Amazon. Really, we should be. We should just quit buying from this corrupt individual who wants to be part, just like the Gateses and the Soroses and everybody else, they want to be part of the world domination. We really should start spending our money more wiser. But they're interfering. Why? Because that gives them more control. And because the politicians that are corrupt and have turned the country, Argentina, into a slum country. as far as finances go. They're already experiencing this. So the government has devalued its own currency to the point, for control purposes, which makes them richer, that it takes an entire day's wages to buy a meal. One meal. So if a man goes out and works productively all day long in Argentina, it takes his whole day's wages just to eat one meal. Now, folks, if you cannot see that's the way the United States of America is going, if you cannot see that's the way Bidenomics is leading you, if you cannot see that's the way the socialists are leading you, if you cannot see the idiots that promote this kind of financial situation, that there's nothing in it that's good for the common man. There's nothing. There is nothing right now in the current political market that's going our way for this country. There's nothing for the common working man and woman. There's nothing working our way, folks. You single mothers out there that are trying to work, and you've got a deadbeat dad that won't pay his child support or help you in any way, God bless you for working so hard. I might add, though, instead of just working so hard and worrying yourself to death, you're going to have to keep working. You're going to have to keep finding assistance where you can find it. But maybe you should be spending a little more time in prayer, of intercessory prayer, for the people, the few people in this country that have the ability and the connections to bring us back into a flourishing state once again, that all around works for the good of the common man, irregardless of political affiliation. My political affiliation doesn't mean much. My citizenship in heaven is what means. But I'm not there yet. But I'm working to get there. And I'm not working for salvation, but I am working to get there. I have to do my due diligence on behalf of my King. His name is Jesus. He's the Lord of my life. I have the obligation to fulfill the task that He wants of me. And that task is building His kingdom here on this earth, promoting the eternal kingdom of heaven and the things that are coming afterwards, and prepare as many people as I can. So yes, Virginia, there is an international conspiracy, financial conspiracy against us from multiple countries right now. Start petitioning your government. Start petitioning your senators and your congressmen, even if they have different political affiliations with you. Bombard them with your opinions and your desires. And when it comes time to vote, do not vote for the idiots. Do not vote for the communists and the socialists. They do not have your or your children's interest in mind. So we're in this time right now. We are probably in the end of the age somewhere along the line, and I do believe that. I'm not sure where we're at in that timeline, but I know I'm closer than I was when I started preaching 33 years ago. I do know that, and I see the signs and the indicators around me, and I believe we have to persevere, and we have to keep producing, but I believe we will soon see God before too many more years return to this earth. Share this program with your other folks. Ask them to subscribe and like to the YouTubes and the podcast. You know, I've got the audio podcast, lifeinvestigated.com. I've got a YouTube channel. You can find it by typing in the @@LifeInvestigated. @LifeInvestigated. Sometimes you'll see me on different media, but I really need some subscribers. So I can just, I don't ask for money, okay? And that's not why I want it. I just want to promote the message of Christ and promote the message of the love of our country, America, as much as one common working man can do. And that's all I am in life. See you next time.